Steve. Thanks so much. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. The holidays, I'm not even going to say are fast approaching. They're kind of here. I mean, everybody's decorated. Everybody's looking good for the holidays. You do not want to be scammed this holiday season, though.
No, I certainly don't. And I buy a lot of my gifts online.
Well, be careful. Jason Glassberg is here. He's the co-founder of Kasaba Security. He is also an ethical hacker. Jason, you may have to explain that. What exactly does that mean, an ethical hacker?
Well, an ethical hacker is someone who tries to protect websites and companies from the bad guys, who would be, you know, bad hackers. So we're out there testing software and testing websites to make sure that they maintain a level of security that folks who like to buy stuff online can trust.
So you hack for good, not for evil.
We do. We prefer to call it testing.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that would sound better.
Call it hacking.
All right, so, and I don't want to, you know, slam Amazon or anything, but anywhere that you want to shop online, you can. Everybody has a website, and I never worry about it. Perhaps I should, but are there some things and websites we should worry about?
Well, absolutely, because with the amount of money that gets processed over the Internet during this time on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, folks need to be aware that criminals know about these activities also, and they do their darndest to make sure that they can rob folks of their money. And so there are lots of things people should do to kind of curb their enthusiasm and just step back and be a little self-aware. And with just a little bit of foreknowledge, you can process and do all of your shopping quite safely.
You've put together, Jason, I love the title alone, The 12 Scams of Christmas. Let's go through some of them. What are the things that we need to be looking out for this holiday season?
Well, first and foremost, even before we get to the list, the most important thing folks can do to really make sure that they're going to be able to do holiday shopping online safely is to make sure that they keep all of their computers and the software they run up to date. Right. The single most important thing is to be running the latest version of your operating system, whether it's Mac or Windows or what have you, and to make sure your browser, Firefox, IE, Edge, or Chrome is up to date and you're running a good antivirus. But in terms of the scams that folks like to perpetrate on people, things like phishing, where people send a mail that say, "Hey, click on this link. I know where a great deal is." That's always a sure winner. And folks need to be very careful and understand that what they're clicking on may not be exactly what they think they are. So we caution folks to always kind of make sure they know where they're going when they click on a link.
Jason, I have a question for you. I have an iPhone, and I know people say that Apples and Macs don't typically get viruses, but I do almost all my stuff on my iPhone, and you'll be reading one of those stupid, like, what celebrity married someone who's not as great-looking as they are. Mm-hmm. You know, the clickbait, and you click on it, and you're reading something, and all of a sudden something pops up and takes over your screen and says, "You have just won the iPhone 21. I don't want to click on the link. I just close it out. But how can that happen on a phone?
Well, really, you know, and this is a problem that a lot of folks have, is that your phone or your tablet or any one of these portable devices, at the end of the day, is really just another computer.
I guess.
And the same kinds of flaws that happen when you're browsing on your PC can absolutely happen on your phone. And the same kind of tricks where someone will direct you to a website that instead of Amazon is really Amazon spelled with a zero and winds up being a fake site that can, you know, install malicious software, can happen just as easily on a phone or a tablet as it can on a PC. So, you know, that's one of the important things to remember, is that you really need to treat your phone when you're browsing or buying as diligently as you would treat any kind of those activities on your computer.
All right, and I just I'm pretty computer literate, but I'm embarrassed to admit that I didn't realize that you needed to look for that little lock sign on the left corner of your browser, which indicates a secure site. Can that be faked yet? If it's a fake site, can they still have that little lock icon?
They can, but the level of difficulty to actually do that is quite high. And so you can be relatively confident that the site you're going to is the right site if it does have that lock. But the key take home is to remember to check the spelling of the name. Again, using Amazon as an example, Amazon.com is spelled with a zero, is not going to be the same site. And so making sure the URL or the address you're going to is actually the site that you want to go to is critically important to prevent that kind of scam.
Jason Glassberg is here, co-founder of Kasaba Security. He is an ethical hacker hired by major banks, retailers, and Fortune 500 companies to prevent all the things we're warning you about. The 12 scams of Christmas are coming up in just a little bit. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 is our number. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we're talking about security, internet security over the holidays, and Jason Glassberg on the phone with us, co-founder of Kasaba Security. Someone has just texted us. I mentioned if you're on your iPhone and all of a sudden you're reading even a legitimate news story, all of a sudden a little window will take over your screen and say, you've just won the iPhone 8,
right,
which isn't even out yet. Somebody said they called Apple and asked that same question, and they say it has to do with the service provider and the Facebook app since it's a third-party service. So it's not necessarily Apple's fault, although that seems obvious that they're pushing the blame off to someone else. Would that be the reason, Jason?
Yeah, and that's, again, going back to the fact that these phones and tablets are really just computers. And so it's not really the phone's fault that it went to a website that you know, sprung up this pop-up. But
yeah,
again, it calls into the fact that people just need to be aware of what they're doing and where they're going, and randomly clicking on links never leads to a pleasant end result.
I know, but I can't help myself sometimes. There's so much of that clickbait that looks interesting to you for a minute.
Exactly.
But Jason, that phrase that's been around forever, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. That's incredibly accurate when it comes to internet scams, right?
Well, truly, and that's what exactly the kind of notion that the criminals take advantage of. I mean, if you're doing a search for an item and a price comes up and it seems much lower than what you would normally expect to pay, a little bit of investigation into the website that's actually selling this is probably in order. And you know, things like going and checking the contact page of a website can be very revealing. If there's no phone number or no way to directly contact the company, you may want to think twice about, you know, actually doing business with them. And that brings up another point, is that we always have the ability to call. And so you can always call one of these companies to verify a price. And that, you know, listing that low price on the web is a very enticing way for people to attract people to come visit a site that could be hosting malicious content.
So with these 12 scams of Christmas, what are some of the newer scams? What are you seeing now for the first time, Jason, that you hadn't seen in years previous?
Well, one of the things, and we put number 4 in the list of our 12, is the fake mobile apps. And this is something that's really come to light this year with the popularity of the phones and the tablets. You go to an app store and you think that you're going to be safe by downloading one of these apps. And these things can be anything from shopping apps at stores like, you know, Target or Macy's have these apps that you can buy directly from, or maybe an app that makes holiday greeting cards that you can send out. But what we've been noticing is that a large number of fake and fraudulent apps have been making their way past the security in the Google Store and the Apple Store and the Microsoft Store.
How does that happen?
Well, you know, you have to remember they're trying to process thousands of applications into the store a day, and occasionally things can slip through the cracks. And it's hard for Apple or Google to verify that every single app is a legitimate app. And so a little bit of caution is going to get you a long way.
All right. I just I know Apple and Google Play and what was the other one? Microsoft. They make money off these apps. So wouldn't you think that they'd be more cautious?
Well, one would hope. And, you know, they have put very strong practices in place. But again, the criminals are very clever and they're always looking for ways to get around. And so Target may have 3 or 4 or 5 different kinds of apps, depending on whether you want to buy sporting goods or housewares. And the criminals have figured out that they can make yet another kind of app. And, you know, normally they catch them. This year, it's proven to be quite a problem.
All right. Normally, they catch them, which is a good thing. What is your average hacker made up of? Is it a male? Is it a millennial? Who's your typical hacker?
Well, and that's an interesting question. It seems they run the gamut of all types. You've got everything from young kids who are looking to play pranks to professional criminal organizations over in the Far East and Eastern Europe who are looking to make quite a serious amount of money. I mean, this is a very large problem. And the fact is, it's hard to differentiate between what you can call harmless pranksters and, you know, large-scale criminal organizations.
What's the one that's almost fooled you, Jason? You're a pro at this. You do this all day, every day. Have there been some that have almost taken you in?
Well, there have been. And really, the hardest one to figure is the links that come from these web-shortening services. I'm sure you've seen them through social media or text, where you'll get a link that says, hey, go to this site and check this out. And instead of having the entire URL listed, it'll be a small kind of abbreviated form so you don't have to type out a large web address. And you need to be very cautious on clicking on those because you can never be sure of where it's going. And so, you know, the best advice is to make sure that the person who sent you that link is actually the person who sent it. You
sure.
Call them or send them an email or something like that. So verifying where you're going before you do it is really the lesson learned there.
And don't be scared if you get an email from, there was some security thing going on here through work that it looked like a business email going out and our people said, be on the lookout, it's a scam. It happens from banks a lot where they just copy the logo in their email and they have a link. Don't click on those. How do you know when to trust them that it is from your bank?
Well, hard. Right. The first thing to realize, though, is that no legitimate financial institution would ever ask for any kind of personal information over the web. You know, banks generally want to contact you by mail or contact you by phone. The government, you know, I've seen these mails, you know, sent out from the IRS as well. The IRS will never contact you and ask for personal information.
I'm going to jail, actually, Jason, because I didn't pay the IRS. I got about 10 messages on my voicemail.
Oh, well, you know, you should talk to my Nairobian prince friend.
You have one, too?
I do. It's funny how many people have friends stuck in Panama who need a $5,000. But, you know, the funny thing is that the art of these phishing mails has gotten to such a level that it used to be pretty, you know, humorous. So you could tell the English is poorly written, the spelling is off, it's using strange phrases that they're obviously fake. But now they've risen to the occasion and look almost exactly like a bank email.
And they're always saying,
very careful.
They're trying to suck you in by saying, we, your bank, are trying to update your information. So we just want to make sure, please send us your updated Social Security number and bank account and stuff. And people fall for it.
They do. And you know, that's what they're taking advantage of. They're taking advantage of the basic human trait of wanting to do stuff the easiest, quickest possible way. I mean, if it makes sense, why wouldn't they want to ask me for an update? They're redoing their system. I'll just send it to them and end of the problem. But the important thing to remember is nobody ever will ever ask, or any legitimate company would ever ask for that kind of personal information over email that you would enter into a website. It just never do it. If you never do it, you can always call.
Jason Glassberg on the line with us. You can go to his website. He's the co-founder of Casaba Security. Go to CASABA.com. Very quickly, before we let you go, does it really work if you try to unsubscribe to something, or does it just show them that, wow, this is a working email?
Well, you never know. You can try.
Take your chances.
You can take your chances. I mean, that's just kind of life in the modern world, is dealing with the clutter of email. You know,
I have 79,814 emails on my phone right now. I got to go through them.
And you know, I mean, one of the strategies there is to really kind of have two email accounts, right? You have your one that you keep kind of close to your chest, and you only give out for business and close relatives, and then you use another one for your online
a second email account. You know, we had Hillary Clinton on, and she recommended that same exact thing, Jason.
Yeah, well, you don't want to conflate the two when you're doing work.
No, that's true, isn't it? It's so true. Jason, great to talk to you. The 12 scams of Christmas. We'll have you back next month for the 8 scams of Hanukkah. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Jason Glassberg, of course, co-founder of Cassaba Security. We appreciate it, Jason. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
That was interesting.
Back at, I know. You would think people
We're
at
screwed.
Some point would stop falling for this stuff,
nope.
But they don't. A quick break. Steve with the news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.